In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And the day by day, the Lord added in their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So one of my summer projects was reading books that I meant to read and hadn't gotten to. And along the way, I read a book by Anne Lamott that had this story of a group of people, Hunger Project people, that went into a little village in Africa. They went there because the village had no water. And so they came to bring water and to say, maybe we need to move since there's no more water in the wells. And so they came in expecting to see everybody kind of down and out. But instead, they saw people in colorful garments drumming and dancing. And the reason they were doing that is because the partners were coming. People were seeing them. They mattered. And they gave them hope. So as they gathered together, the leaders sat in the center with the hunger partners, and the women sat in the outside so that they could hear, but they weren't participating because that was the culture. And the leaders said how grateful they were for the water and that they were willing to think about moving. And the women became sort of agitated, and one of the project people said, can we hear what they're upset about? And the leader said, okay. And one of the women said, we have had a vision. There is a lake under this land. And the leaders nodded their head that it would take too much energy to follow what they're saying. But they decided together that they would continue doing what they were doing to move, and they would be okay with the women starting to dig in whatever crazy place they were going to dig. So along the way, oh, thank you. So along the way, they ended up digging. And at first, the leaders were not so sure. They thought this was a great idea at all. But as time went on, they took on the chores of the women, which is not something that could happen. But they did that because they began to believe in the impossible. Now, I love process stories, and this could be a process story about how people got hope from partnership, how the whole society changed because of this impossible dream. But it's more than a process story because they found the lake. They had the vision, they dreamed the dream, and they found the lake. And the water was enough not just for their village, but for the 16 villages in their area that had almost gone dry. So How does this have something to do with today? For me, what it has to do with today is the sense that process is important, that we go on trips, that we put ourselves out there, that we open ourselves to experiences. Maybe the experience is somewhere else. Maybe it's going deeper into yourself. We open ourselves up for the process, and we may be changed, and we may find partners, and we may find the product of the water of eternal life, the sense that we have living water in Jesus Christ. The world as we know it would be changed. So what if right now you're thinking, well, this summer I didn't do any of that, and I missed my chance. One of the favorite songs of EVBS is, "Today is the day." Today is the day to open ourselves up, because this is the day that God has made. We can open ourselves to going deeper in our journey of faith, and we can grow in our relationship with God and in our relationships with one another, and we can be full with the Spirit of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.